Tucked among the summer crop of food trucks in Anchorage is a vintage bus, a frying pan, and an exceptionally mellow public school psychologist following a highly caffeinated dream. KSKA's urban affairs reporter Ann Hillman stopped in to see what was causing smoke to waft out the windows.
The inside of the bus is open and simple. A few of the original 1960s-era benches flank the sides of the coffee counter, where a tea kettle sits on one corner. A two-burner propane stove stands against a wall. Austin Schwartz pours green coffee beans into a pan and sets a timer. For the next 8 minutes, he slowly shuffles them around.
Never try to rush the roast either. Just, it'll all happen. And in the 8 minutes, hear the first crack, and then just a few extra minutes.
From his demeanor, it's unclear if Schwartz has ever actually tasted coffee.
I think people usually regard me as an easygoing person who has a lot of patience. I work in the schools with kids and teachers, so I have a lot of practice with patience.
But he didn't exhibit that quality when jumping into his new summer venture, Uncle Leroy's Coffee. Schwartz says he's always loved a good cup of joe. And then, last December, he had his first cup of small batch roasted coffee, and his adoration bumped up a notch. He bought some green beans and started roasting at home. Less than a month later, he saw an old bus on Craigslist, and by June, he had opened up his new mobile coffee roasting shop.
I'm a daydreamer, so I have ideas, and when I have an idea, sometimes I really like to see if I can actualize it, kind of follow through on it, because I don't want to necessarily live with regret.
Now, he drives his aging bus slowly around the city, hoping not to stall in traffic. He pulls into farmers markets, parking lots, and food carnivals, roasting and serving simple black pour-over coffee. No espressos, no lattes.
And the bus is actually really nice for roasting because there's so many windows. Because as you can tell now, it's getting a little smoky here.
The beans start to turn different shades of brown, bouncing around the pan like low-key popcorn. Schwartz says he can roast about 4 pounds per hour, then he grinds it up, one cup at a time, serving it like it was done 150 years ago. Slowly, patiently, yet still buzzing. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.